Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, Ed.
Hello, James.
Ed, I've got some good news for you, man. I know you're a big fan of my comedy, and you always say that I'm your favourite comedian. And I've got some good news for you.
Are you a comedian?
What, you don't know this? How do you not know this?
I don't know. I just thought we sat down and we chatted about food.
You are so ignorant, man. I can't believe you don't know what we do on this podcast. This is absolutely abysmal stuff.
I don't even know what a podcast is.
How do you not know what a podcast is, Ed? This is our bread and butter.
A bubba booey.
Oh, man, bubba booey. Listen, man, this is important.
Okay.
In 2019, I recorded what is still my most recent stand-up show, Cold Lasagna Hate Myself 1999. I filmed it live in Hackney. I've been touring it for so long. I'm so proud of it. It's the most proud I've ever been of anything that I've made. Filmed it, and
you're going to say that while I'm here?
Huh? You didn't even know this is a podcast.
It's the most proud of anything you've ever made.
Listen, I think it's no secret to anyone. I have no respect for this podcast. The only reason I do it is so I can promote my comedy. And it's worked a treat. Here we are. Bubba Booey. You can watch Cold Lasagna Hate Myself 1999. Go to jamesacaster.com. You can go on Vimeo on demand. And then it's now available. Cold Lasagna Hate Myself 1999 is a two-hour-long show available for £8. A bonus show that we filmed earlier the same year, a little bit of trivia, the same day that my bake-off went out on TV, so I didn't watch it live. And I didn't know while I was on stage that it was all blowing up. But we filmed a bonus show called Make a New Tomorrow, 40-minute long show, completely different material to Cold Lasagna Hate Myself 1999. That is on those two same platforms as well for £4. Or you can buy Cold Lasagna Hate Myself 1999 with Make a New Tomorrow for £10. The full bundle. Available. JamesAcaster.com and Vimeo on demand. I'm so proud of it. Bubba Booey.
Welcome to the creamiest, sweetest podcast on the internet. It's the coconut yogurt of the airwaves. It's the Off-Menu podcast.
Hello, Ed.
I've run out of these completely now. I can't even bother to think of any. You were texting at the beginning. Come on, James.
Sorry. Hi, it's Off-Menu time.
It's Off-Menu time, baby. This is a food podcast where we ask our special guest what, James?
We ask them their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink. And this week's guest is Todd Barry! And you didn't join in with Todd Barry?
Yeah, because I was enjoying watching you do it.
Oh, come on,
man. And I was just really laughing at the energy you're giving it compared to Todd's sort of general energy.
Sure. I mean, but I felt like, you know, I got called out for Texas at the start. So I'm like, come on, give it all you got, James. Give it all the energy. And you really throw yourself into Todd Barry and Ed will come in and harmonise with you.
I was also calling myself
my own.
I was calling myself out for not coming up with a good intro to the podcast as well, and I said that thing about being the coconut yogurt of the airwaves, which was not good enough.
Yeah, it's just because you ate a coconut yogurt the other day and you've been thinking about it.
I've done a bagel-flavoured intro, I've done a coconut yogurt-flavoured intro, because it was really good, the coconut yogurt.
You look like you really enjoyed it, had cashews in it.
Oh,
cashews and like loads of like what's it, coconut just like sliced on top of it, or grape, or whatever.
It's from a place called Broken Coconut in New York,
yeah,
which says it's healthy food, but if that's healthy, woo, I'll be going there every day.
Yeah, it looked very good. I had the poke bowl there, and that was delicious.
It was
loads of tuna.
Little food update there, but we must get on with the business of Off Menu.
Now, here's the thing, Ed. Even though I love Todd Barry, he's a very, very funny comedian. He's done little acting roles as well. You may have seen him in. He's very funny in Flight of the Conchords. He was also had a very small part in The Wrestler.
Yes,
everyone always enjoys that cameo. But he's one of the greatest comics. He's such a good deadpan, funny comedian. However, yeah. I will. And no ifs or buts. Or none of your coconuts.
Oh, why not? It's delicious.
I'll kick him out of the restaurant if he mentions the secret ingredient. An ingredient that we don't like. Sugar candy mice.
Candy mice. Hate them. Hate any sweet in the shape of a mouse. They're always disgusting.
Yeah, right, yeah. That's
those fair. Sugar ones?
Yeah.
Rank.
Yes.
The little white chocolate ones you get at cinema pick and mix.
Don't like them.
Horrible. They don't taste of chocolate.
Yeah. Absolutely hate them. I don't know who's going. I would really, if I worked in the cinema and I saw people going up to the pick and mix, I saw someone take a big scoop of the white chocolate mice, I'd think, what are you doing?
What are you playing?
What is the point of even getting the pick and mix if that's what you're spending it on?
Now, I suspect that Todd's not going to pick that, but if he does, he's out.
It's just solid, like sugar, with not much flavour to it whatsoever, in the shape of a mouse, which is a bad shape for it.
Why?
Because, like, it's just too... It's, like, curved in stupid place. It's, like, it's not like a nice ball of sugar or a nice rectangle, a nice solid shape. It's a weird shape of just, like, weird... Oh, now this bit sticks out. It's the ears, and then there's a little pointy nose, and then this big round bit for the butt. And then there's, like, string coming out the end of its tail.
Jelly worms. Now, that's a good shape for a sweet.
Oh, I love a jelly worm.
Love that. The candy mice can absolutely fuck off. So, Todd, please don't say candy mice. We're looking forward to meeting you. So, without further ado, here is the off-menu menu of...
Todd Barry!
Welcome, Todd Barry, to the Dream Restaurant.
Okay. Wow, you do your own sound effects. That's great.
Oh, yeah. Welcome, Todd Barry.
This is a big get. For, this is a big get for you guys.
Huge get. Would you like a amuse-bouche to start?
I don't even know what is an amuse-bouche.
Oh, it's like a little bonus dish that you weren't expecting that you didn't.
Oh,
order.
Yeah.
When they're like, bam, there you go.
Oh, you mean like when they said this is from the chef?
Yes. Yeah, it's from the chef.
Okay. You didn't choose it. You didn't want it, but the chef gives it to you anyway.
I know. Yeah. That happens when you're a little famous.
Yeah.
When in your career did you notice you were getting the amuse-bouches?
The amuse-bouches were coming at me. I don't know. It's just an occasional thing.
Yeah.
Know? Especially if I write in the reservation, I'm famous.
Yeah. You reserve the table for Todd Barry.
Extend all courtesies. I'm famous.
Yeah. Yes. Do you just put when they say what's the name? You go, it's famous Todd Barry.
I just put a picture. I go, tell me the name.
What's the amuse-bouche, James, today?
A bag of potato chips.
Oh, really? All right.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I love potato chips.
Well, there you go.
I had two bags last night of, I think they might have been from your land.
Oh, okay.
I forgot the brand, but they were the cheesy onion and...
The cheesy onion?
Walkers?
They might have been Walkers.
Walkers.
I should have saved the bag had I known.
Yeah, could have bought it with us.
But I went to a bar with a guy. He's like, here, take two bags of chips. That's sort of an amuse-bouche for me.
So you've
already
had
the second day in a row that I've got the same amuse-bouche now. Has this ever happened on your show?
It's never happened before.
No, this is a first.
But yeah, potato chips are good.
Is it quite exotic to get a UK potato chip in New York?
They're pretty easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Could you tell the difference?
They're way better.
Thank you, Todd.
Oh, my God. They're so much better. You guys don't know. Americans don't know about potato chips. They're pretty good, but we have our Doritos, which are...
Sure.
It's not a contest.
Yeah.
Well, they're very different, the Doritos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're a Doritos fan?
I don't eat them often, but I do like when I'm at a party... And someone's going all out, and they put Doritos out, and I'm like, oh, I guess I got to eat Doritos.
Yeah.
But I'm not buying a lot of Doritos anymore.
Right.
No, I know what you mean. And they come in big bags and there's too much dust on them. And if you get through a big bag of Doritos, you're ending up with a lot of dust on your front.
On your front?
On the front.
What do you mean on the front?
On the front of your body.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, if you're eating Doritos, you're probably not. I mean, I guess at a party, but normally it's usually you're on the couch.
On your back, yeah.
Yeah, with yeah.
You're just rolling around in the dust like a chinchilla.
Yeah, you know, coating yourself and then deep frying yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Top three Doritos flavors?
Well, wow, you guys are...
Straight in.
Man, you guys don't hold back.
We don't fuck around, man.
You don't ease into it. You just go right into the... You go for the jugular. Well, now I think it's gotten to a little silly with them because they used to be like Cool Ranch, nacho cheese, and then the taco flavor, which was a little not my favorite. And then I don't even know. They're like, you know, now there's like Thai Flash or Thai Burst or something. Yeah. Like it's just, they're all pretty, I mean, they all seem to, they're all a little bit samey, but they're,
sure.
It's not like a Dorito where like, oh, this is disgusting.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Do you get a lot of free Doritos now?
I do. I mean, I do get free stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the best free thing you've ever got from being famous?
Well, I do this thing. It's kind of obnoxious, but I do it on Twitter called Free Stuff for Todd. It's a hashtag where I just basically say, can you send me something? I've gotten the couch. I got a really nice litter box. I got a great vacuum. I've gotten lots of kombucha. And...
You do have a cat we should probably mention.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to mention, but...
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, otherwise, everyone just had a visual of you dumping
in a litter box.
Litter box
yeah, because the free toilet
just
didn't
for spite. It's just for spiteful. Like, yeah, you send me a free litter box. I don't even have a cat. I got one. Now I'm just going to throw it out. But I've gotten some, I've gotten some chips of some sort.
That's basically the reason we do this podcast is to get...
Do you get a lot of free stuff?
Free food.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes, we do.
What do you guys get? Am I allowed to ask you questions?
Yeah.
Absolutely, you can ask us questions. We get a lot of free snacks.
My fridge is currently... Sorry, refrigerator.
Oh, you know about that joke of mine?
Yeah, I know about that joke. As soon as I said it, I thought I'm in massive trouble.
Wow. That's very flattering that you know that.
Yeah.
That's a terrible joke of mine.
It's a great bit. It's a great bit.
Yeah.
My refrigerator, I don't see people saying
right,
fridge.
Okay.
I don't like veggies either. That
no.
When people say veggies, so keep
why don't you like fridge?
It just, I don't know. It's weird. It's like I have a lot of sound issues, like misophonia I have. Are you familiar?
No.
It's when you can't listen to people eat without punching the walls and crying and rage. So I have that. But I also, you know, even like when people have their little phone out and they think they have the little ping, they think that's the unobtrusive sound. And that one makes me, like in a coffee shop. And
how do you feel about them? There's not many of these people around, but there's some of them, the people who leave the key sounds on the phone so you can hear them typing.
Oh, typing. I was just at a coffee shop before I got here where the owner was typing away. Like, she must have typed like 100 words a minute.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was almost going to move, but then I was like, I don't know. It's a weird reason to move. Sorry, you're typing too fast. Like,
you're
I need
too
a
good
new
at your job.
But what was your question? Oh, the key sound.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just weird. Like, if you're at a coffee shop, you could put it on vibrate. You're going to notice if you get a message.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really angry.
There's a bit in Uncut Gems, which is the whole film is like stressful.
Yeah.
And when he's hiding and he wants to surprise someone and he's texting them he's in the closet, he's texting them and he's left the clicky clack sound on the thing. And it's just another stressful bit of the film where you're like, just if you're going to surprise them, turn the sound off. They'll hear you in the cupboard.
I've sometimes wanted to tell people, like, hey, do you want me to help you? Turn that off.
Yeah. It's the first thing you should do when you get a phone is switch those sounds off.
Sure, turn that shit off. My stuff's off right now, man.
I think if there's ever anyone on like a bus or something that's playing music out of their phone, the best thing to do back is just to get your phone out and play music at the same volume, just play a completely different song.
I saw a guy who, that reminds me of, he did this prank where he would sit next to people who were at the airport on the phone and he would just pretend he was on the other end. So I was like, hey, Mary, what time should we meet? Oh, we should meet at 6:00. And he would sit next to these people and he's responding. It was pretty funny.
What I used to do as a teenager, Todd, and this is probably a more obnoxious prank, is sit opposite someone on the tube. Subway.
Yeah, I know the two.
And
4 stars on in the London Times twice. 2 4-star reviews. Go ahead.
And if they were reading a book and you were with someone, you'd have a conversation with your friend and then try and get the title of the book into your conversation. It just sort of gently confused everyone.
That's funny.
Yeah, they'd just be just a slight.
That's such a weird. Yeah, that's I like that. Yeah. Man.
So we always start off with still or sparkling water.
Oh, you know, I think generally I would go for a still, but sparkling's nice also. But also, like, there's that whole thing of, like, what am I paying for? Am I paying for this? Because there are restaurants. Yeah. I don't know how it is where you are, mm-hmm. but there are places where it's we make our own sparkling water, and it's complimentary. And
yeah.
Not that I'm cheap, but I'm not always going to pay for sparkling water.
But if it's on offer for free, you've got to take it,
yeah,
right?
Let me have it. Especially let me have a little of both.
Yeah? Yeah? You want a bit of both?
A half and half?
Yeah.
What one do you want on the top?
I want it layered, like a real fancy drink there.
we can put half and half in.
Let's just do still water.
Just do some still water.
Okay.
Tap or fancy bottle?
You know, if I'm on a date, fancy bottle. Mm. But if it's just me and you guys, let's go still.
Yeah.
Unless you have your off-menu corporate card, then let's go.
How cold do you like it?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah.
I like a nice cold water, yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, that whole, like, I guess when you're going on stage, I think it might be better to have room temperature water for your throat. I don't know, but let's go cold.
Nice and cold.
Yeah, even ice. I'll take some ice, squeeze a lime.
Put some ice in there. Do you want crushed ice or cubed ice?
Wow.
We go pretty deep, man.
Yeah, man. I thought my podcast was shallow. This is unbelievable. No, I love this kind of shit. It's better than talking about comedy, right? My God. Crushed or
cubed?
I mean, there's some bars where you can get, like, they have, like, eight different types of ice cubes, and that's a good, like, really, there's a certain type of crushing of ice that's really good, but let's go crushed.
Yeah, we'll crush it up.
Yeah, it's kind of, but oh, that's another peeve of mine, people who chew ice. Oh, my God.
I'm one of those people.
Come on, man. Yeah, come on. You chew fucking.
I can't wait to get through the water so I can crunch on the ice. That's the main reason I get it.
Let him have it. You can lay into him if you want.
It would have to happen in front of me. Then
I'm not going to do it now because we know about your issue with sounds.
Yeah,
we wouldn't do that.
Yeah, yeah. I respect. Thank you.
Knowing that he's that sort of person. Though,
yeah, it's a little weird. Like you don't even seem to be like, and I'm going to try not to be that sort of
person. No, I love it.
You're owning it.
Every time I do it, I'm going to think of you.
You're defiant about your chewing of ice.
Why do you love it?
I just really like it. I like it's just tactile. There's something to do, isn't it?
Can you get that tactile sensation from the food you ordered?
True. But if the food's not arrived, I'm practicing my chewing before lunch gets in.
It's practice.
All right. I feel like I'm going to lose this battle. So
I've got a very strong jaw because of it.
Yeah, let's look at his jaw.
That's all ice chewing, Todd.
That's good. You have a great job.
Thank you.
Pop-a-dubs or bread, Todd. Pop-a-dubs or bread.
Pop-a-dubs. What is that?
Pop-a-dubs or bread.
Is that like biscuits or bread or rolls or bread?
Pop-a-dubs.
What do I know? Are they like popovers?
No, in an Indian restaurant.
The naan bread.
No, the big crispy things they bring at the beginning.
Oh,
so they're like huge crisps.
Basically, this question is, you know when they bring the bread before a meal, you know there's loads of other things that you could get bought before the meal at that point.
Right.
Pop-a-dubs, for example.
Yeah.
But
what do you want at this stage?
I mean, it's a weird, because now you're putting us in an Indian restaurant. You're making it sound like every restaurant you go to has pop-a-dubs.
Yeah.
It's really only one type of restaurant that does that, as far as I know.
It's a very confusing format point that we've had.
Pop-a-dub. Or what now?
Or bread.
Oh, let's go pop-a-dub.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Not a bread guy?
Oh, no, I like... I chose.
Yeah.
I didn't say no bread. Yes, pop-a-dub. But bread is wonderful also.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice warm bread.
You're convincing yourself around
dip it a little bit with olive oil and balsamic vinegar. Fuck. Am I allowed to curse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Especially if it's about bread. That's what we want.
Especially bread cursing.
Yeah.
So I go pop-a-dub. Thank you.
You ever baked your own bread?
I feel like when I was a kid, I made my own pretzels once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You feel like you did? Well, that sounds like something you'd remember.
Yeah.
Well, I'm an old man.
Yeah.
I know I did.
You made your own pretzels?
Just off your own back?
I remember there was, I'm just trying to think if there was this show called Zoom. Uh-huh. I don't know if you had that, but you could send away for a Zoom card. And they're like, here's how to make your own pretzels right away for a Zoom card. You probably sent them a self-addressed envelope with a stamp on. And I remember it took 3 months to get that thing sent to me. And I imagine I made them. I can't remember specifics.
So you remember sending off for the thing?
I remember getting it, and it's like, wow, I can't believe they remembered at this point to send this. Yeah. How many requests are they getting? But
what is Zoom?
Zoom was like a kid's show.
Right.
So it's just like, we're going to Zoom. And that's all I remember about it. And then there was the zip code that they said, oh, Boston, Mass. Like if you're at 02134.
Yeah.
It's amazing that you remember the zip code of a kid's show, but you don't remember whether you made pretzels or not.
That's just, I think that's actually not as odd as you think it is. I think that's pretty,
That's fair.
Some people remember numbers better than they remember.
Especially if it's in a song.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. If I wrote a song about the time I made pretzels, that question would have been answered by now.
It'd be quite difficult. I mean, the pattern of the shape of the pretzel is quite hard to nail.
Yeah, but I think I may have made bread once at some point in my life, maybe with my mom or something. Mm-hmm. But basically, I'm not a bread maker. I'm not a baker.
Not a baker.
No, I don't cook almost ever.
Big pretzels or small pretzels?
Oh, man.
What would you... Like I
it's
think
the devil's in the details.
I think I
or crushed pretzels.
I like a bag of like small pretzels, knocking those back. But every now and again,
the
it's
crunchy
nice
ones.
To get crunchy ones.
Yeah,
and then there's like the big soft ones with the big chunks of.
I think a big soft one with mustard is the ultimate pretzel.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, you've never done the mustard.
I've never done that.
Oh my god, that's a.
I don't think I have.
Oh, you got to do that.
They got salt on them, right? I like that.
Pretzels? Yeah, they have.
Yeah.
You do like a food podcast and you're not sure whether pretzels have salt on them?
Hey, look, we've come from another country, Todd.
But we come from a land where they don't put salt on the pretzels.
We had to explain poppadoms.
You did. All right, we're even.
You could have pretzels at this stage instead of poppadoms or bread if you'd like. You can hack it.
I mean, this is already a pretty heavy meal and I haven't ordered anything yet. But
So poppadoms to keep it light.
Yeah, let's get poppadoms because... Pretzels. I fly a lot, so I eat plenty of pretzels.
Okay.
You'll always say yes to the pretzels on the flight?
Yeah, I mean, I try to. I mean, I try. No, I guess I do, yeah. But I mean, like, the other day I flew and they gave me like a brownie and a piece of, and a cookie and like, come on, man. I would never say, give me a brownie and a cookie right now. But you're going to put it in my face and I'm like trying to do all the like, don't have it, don't have it, don't have it. Yeah. Willpower.
It's like those I don't know what chain it is, but the chain of hotels who give you a warm cookie.
Oh, that's Doubletree, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a highly caloric cookie.
Yeah, and I've eaten that before I get to the room. It's so depressing, eating a cookie in the elevator like an animal.
You ever ask for a second one at the Doubletree?
I'm trying to think if I have. I hope not.
But I have.
Yeah?
Yep.
You guys stay at a lot of Doubletrees, huh?
Oh, yeah. I stayed at a Doubletree once, gave it a cookie on the way in, and then at night... I'd gone to my room, I'd got room service, I'd had a savoury meal, whatever it was, and then really wanted another cookie and just did it. I just went all the way down to reception. It was like 1 a.m.
Did you check out and then rebook in?
I should have done.
Have you ever checked in and they forget to give you the cookie? I've had that happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You're like, isn't this the cookie hotel?
Yeah.
There's a reason.
This is there's one thing people talk about when this hotel trend comes. Not how amazing it is, which it's fine, but it's that cookie.
That cookie is, and it's so warm.
It's like 300 calories, I think, at least.
Right.
Like they actually have the calorie count on it.
Yeah.
I also wonder if the employees get annoyed, which is, cookies. Like 8 hours a day of people gushing over stupid cookies.
Where do they keep it in reception? Do they have like a warm drawer?
They do have like a warmer, yeah.
There's a warm drawer that they keep.
Yeah.
That's
do you reckon they ever keep other stuff in there?
Guy like reheats a slice of pizza or something.
Yeah. He's got like his socks in there so it feels nice for his final hour of his shift. He can put his warm socks on.
I think that could happen, yeah.
Maybe as a guest, you could say, like, you know, could you put this in the warm?
That would be a funny prank, wouldn't it? If you're into pranks, I'm not really into pranks, but that would be a funny one. We're just like, hey, I just. I got this croissant earlier. I only ate half of it and. I don't, you know, if it were warm, I would have the whole thing. You just slam it in there and call, come back in an hour. That's a good idea.
Then just leave.
I just stole your joke and did it right back at you.
So we come to your starter now.
Oh, God. This is, all right. This was really hard. This whole thing, this homework you gave me was really hard.
Yeah.
Because I fancy myself a picky eater, but then when it comes down to narrowing it down, you're like, oh, there's tons of shit I like.
Yes. But you fancy yourself as a picky eater.
I mean, I don't
pride
like,
yourself
on it. No, I'm not like you with the ice chewing, but I feel like I am picky, but I'm definitely way less picky than other people are.
Yeah.
Just for whatever that
Who's
means.
Who's the pickiest person you know?
I'm not going to name names, but I know people who are like.
Some clues.
No.
You can name a name.
I don't.
Name like comedians who you know in the city.
Let's go give you a clue. He played bass for the Beatles. I'm good friends with Paul McCartney. I don't know if this is a cheat because I honestly would never order this as a starter, but like Italian restaurants here, and maybe all over, they'll list pasta as like a, it's not even the main course. It'll be like the sort of a starter.
Yes.
And it always seems crazy to
have that.
Have a big bowl of pasta. All right, now let's eat. Dinner time. Just add that little bowl of pasta. But I chose a pasta for my starter, a cacio e pepe.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
you've hit gold straight away.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, good, good.
I'm not familiar with this.
That is the best.
The way that both of
you reacted. It's a pasta with just cheese and black pepper.
Right, okay.
Oh, God.
It's phenomenal.
It's, yeah. I like simple foods, and that's just, that's...
It's all you need.
Oh, my God.
What kind of pasta is it?
It's sort of a spaghetti, I think, but I think they can make it...
Bucatini?
Maybe. I imagine they could do it with any pasta. It'll hold up to any pasta.
Oh, it will. You could put that on anything.
Mm-hmm. And then I might ask for a side of chili flakes, which I don't know if that's fine.
That's fair.
Is that fair?
I think you're allowed to do that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think it's a very bold start. Like you say, I wouldn't start with the...
I wouldn't either, but for the sake of this show, I didn't want to be, like, too boring.
A bowl of pasta for me is the end of the evening.
That's, and then even if it's the end, you feel like, oh, what did I just fucking do? There are some places that give you like what seems like a small amount of pasta, like they'll put a big bowl and then this little dump of pasta, and you're like, fucking this bullshit portion. And then like 20 minutes after you're like, oh my God, that's way more than I even needed.
That's the cacio pepe black pepper. And it's normally like pecorino or something.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I've made it before. Yes. It's actually quite easy to make, I think.
The two ingredient dish.
Don't forget, See, you've forgotten the spaghetti.
Oh, the spaghetti, yeah.
So
al dente.
You would have screwed that up massively if you
I would have, I would have just made the sauce.
And pepper.
I'd be like, oh, I forgot.
Missing from this. This
I forgot a crucial element to this.
But you use some of the pasta water.
Yeah, is that what that's? Because I wondered if there was like an oil, or it's just.
I think you use a bit of oil maybe sometimes, but then it seems to be the water that you cook the pasta in. To
have you had a pasta limon? Am I allowed to bring up other pastas?
Oh, yeah, allowed to.
All right.
While we're in that area.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever had a pasta limon?
I've not.
It's kind of exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Pasta with lemon.
Oh, yes.
Another great pasta I had was at a restaurant a few blocks away from here. It was their special, and it was a pasta with butter. Uh-huh. Sea salt and mint.
Oh,
that's it. I was fucked. Because normally, when they read the specials, I'm like, I don't want the specials. Then they read this one, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Let's close this menu up. But that was phenomenal. But pasta's so bad for you, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, you can feel it while you're eating it. You can feel how bad it is for you. It's so delicious.
It's so good.
It's good.
Pasta with garlic and oil. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, those simple ones where it's just like, garlic and oil one.
Oh, my God.
I had a really hot one, which was like, just like oil and chili.
Oh, that's good. I've had that, too.
That was very nice.
Where'd you have that?
Somewhere back home.
Yeah.
Back in the...
Have you eaten here anywhere that's good?
Yeah, we've had some good meals so far, but we haven't had good pasta yet.
Oh.
So any recommendations?
Well, there's actually a place just a block away that's really good.
What's it called?
It's called Lavagna, Lavagna.
Okay.
Am I allowed to reveal what neighborhood we're in?
Yeah, I guess
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's not going to be.
I think
it's not live. It's
if anyone comes down
some
here,
comedy lunatic's going to come get us. That's on 5th and B. That's really good. They have a rigatoni with like turkey sausage in it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of good pasta places.
I like when you're remembering foods that you eat, like, you really get a hushed tone to your voice.
Yeah. I do. That's
it's very good.
Yeah, that's the DJ in me. No.
Is there a particular place you'd like this starter from? Is there a place you've had the best one you've ever had?
Oh, God. Wow. This is... I'm trying to think where I've... Well, there's a good restaurant. There's a place called Via Carota in the West Village that has a really good cacio pepe.
Lovely.
Let's get it from there. I didn't know we can order. I thought I was at a restaurant. I didn't know that.
Oh, no. This is like...
This is me at home.
I'm a genie.
Yeah.
And
it's a fantasy, yeah.
Yeah, I can get stuff from any... place, any time in your life.
Right. Okay.
Shut down.
Uber Eats.
I've only used Uber Eats once. Are you supposed to like have them come up to your door or I have a doorman, but
yeah. I think they do. Don't they? Deliveroo we've got in.
Yeah, they're supposed to deliver it to your door.
Yeah.
Or to your doorman. I think that's your first line of defense.
Yeah. it's my protector.
Uber Eats is weird because you feel like it should be like an Uber, so it's almost like you should get in the car and go with them to the restaurant and pick it up.
Yeah, I still can't figure out how it works. Is it just a regular Uber driver who stops?
I think it is, or they have some people on bikes as well doing Uber.
But I usually use Seamless, which I don't know if you have that. It's like Grubhub. Right. It's This is one called Caviar. Why am I plugging these delivery sets? Unless they want to give me a code.
Free stuff for Todd.
So yeah, that would, let's make that my starter.
Lovely.
Great choice.
So you're pretty full already?
I'm very full. Yeah, I mean, this is, you know.
But it's dream restaurant.
It's a dream restaurant. Yeah. So let's say I have a dream appetite.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your main.
Yeah. Oh, my main. Yep. This one might blow your mind a little bit, but at the same time, it might not. It was a lot of choices. You don't want to hear the ones I rejected.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I honorable can't.
Honorable mentions.
I would say they're. I just had to pick one, so I picked one. So I'm going to say that I don't even think, you know.
These are all on a par with each other.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, okay. Should we have the reject? Let's have the rejects.
Well, I thought of Kung Pao chicken. Uh-huh. I thought of what else did I think? I mean, I guess a pizza.
Just general pizza.
A pizza with jalapenos and pepperoni.
Nice.
Although I'm trying to lay back on the meat, so let's just say jalapenos.
Okay.
And let's add some pepperoni. Let's put the pepperoni back on that I just made you take off. Yeah, but, you know, then there's burgers are good. I don't know if you've ever had a burger before.
Yeah, sure.
Remind me what?
Describe one to the listeners who haven't.
There's like,
know what it is.
Fried chicken. There's, oh, God, chicken fingers.
All American sort of classic stuff.
But also, well, I mean, I use my Italian. I played the Italian card with my starter.
Yes, yeah.
Very smart of me.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what I picked as my main course?
Yes,
this is
going
to be good. Japanese curry.
Oh, yes.
Have you had that?
Curry. Yeah. I don't think I have.
Oh, God.
You must have had like a katsu curry or something.
Oh, yes, I have, yes. Yes, I've had it loads.
Yeah.
Yeah, delicious.
So, I mean, I've been eating a lot of that lately, and it's some people don't even know about it. I've talked to people who know about food, and I go, you ever had Japanese food? Like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Like, how do I know this?
It's quite like a fruity sauce, right? Like a thick fruity
I wouldn't say
sauce.
It's fruity. No, it's not fruity. Not at any place I would go to.
Okay.
But I mean, there's somewhere I like it where you could go to a place and there's a spice level, you know, like how. There's one place I go to on the Lower East Side where like it's spice level 1 to 10.
And what do you go for?
I go for 4.
Okay.
But it's funny, I went to a place that I'd never been to a few months ago where I ordered it 3 and the guy basically said no. He's not. He goes, no. I was like, all right, I guess we're doing 2. And when you're right, you're right. He was right.
Yeah.
Because I was the 2. I was like, oh my God, I can't imagine what happened.
So the 2 was too much.
Two was plenty of heat.
And it went up to 10.
That may have gone up to 5, but the one that I go to sometimes is, it goes up to 10. But I go to like 4 or 5.
You don't want to ruin the meal for yourself.
I mean, I like to fancy myself, sorry to say again, as someone who likes spicy food, but there's such a range of spices.
Sure.
It's not just...
I made a mistake last night by eating a raw chili that I think was just decoration on the plate.
Where'd you eat?
We were at a Thai restaurant called Whaler.
It was, well, it's near where we're staying. So
it was like 20 minutes walk from where we're staying.
Where are you staying, am I allowed to ask?
East Village.
East Village.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I know, it's a nice place.
Yeah.
There's a good restaurant called Vic's there that has a cacio pepe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
That's on Great Jones Street.
I think we should just eat cacio pepe for the rest of it.
But they have other greats. They also have this thing. I almost thought about this as my starter. Am I allowed to backtrack?
Absolutely.
I'm acting like there's some rigid rules to this fucking food podcast.
Like Pulp Fiction.
But they have like these, I forgot what they call it, like crispy onions. They're almost like an onion ring, but they're not the ring.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're just like the, I don't know what you call it, the piece of onion, but they're fried in this sauce. Oh, my God.
Is it like a blooming onion?
I guess it is, but it's probably, I would say, an elevated blooming onion. But I've never had a blooming onion, but now that you...
That is not something that's come over to the UK.
Really?
I've only ever had it in America, and it blew my mind. And as I was eating it, I thought, this is the thing that's going to kill me one day.
Do you guys have burritos over there yet?
Yeah, we've got burritos.
Because last time I was in the UK, I was like, man, like a Chipotle, if they open here, that place would be a gold mine.
We've got Chipotle now.
We've
got Chipotle.
But here's the thing that's funny about that, is that... I only knew about Chipotle from your stand-up.
Really?
So when we got Chipotle... Oh,
that's a coincidence.
All I could do when I saw the Chipotles was hear it in your voice in my head. Because the only person I'd ever heard say it in my life was you in a stand-up special.
My stand-up skews a little American, sorry.
Oh, yeah. There's so many of your routines I didn't understand. The Container Store?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that one you could figure out, though.
Yeah, actually.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah, I followed that one.
Wow, you're I didn't realize what a rabid fan you were.
I've got one special.
One?
Yeah.
Okay. That's one down, four to go.
Yeah.
That's good that you heard Todd say Chipotle, because you definitely would have called it Chipotle, wouldn't you?
I would have called it Chipotle, or would have got the name.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And everyone else on there was saying Chipotle, and I was like, it's actually.
So did they open up in the UK?
Yeah, there's a few around London now.
Yeah.
So next time you're there, you can get...
When do they close it? Like 7 o'clock or something?
Yeah. Is that a complaint you've got about London?
Yeah. I know. Is that a hack complaint?
No, not at all.
You can make... I think it's...
It's just a little weird over there that like...
Everything shuts early.
Yeah, it's just for a hard drink in town like that, you'd think...
Well, it's because everyone drinks so hard that they're all done by 11.
But then you have that weird rule of if you're staying at a hotel... You can, like, basically drink all night,
drink
but
all
the
night,
person who has the room is the one who has to pay.
Yeah.
So that person, I think I've been fucked on that one.
And some places...
People just start handing you money, like, okay.
I feel like really bad because the person's working at the bar, but also at reception, so they just come around from reception and it, to get you more drinks.
But having said that, you know, I do like London a lot, in case you were worried. So the Japanese curry, and I don't know which kind of hat I would like for my dream meal, because there's a place a few blocks away from here that does a beef curry that's really good.
Oh, nice.
And I get 5 out of 5 on that one. And it's it's also a very small place where there's not even a bathroom, so you sort of have to...
So that's a real risk.
Well, it's a thing where, like, I have to go, all right, I'm at this comedy club on 4th Street, I'm going to pee, and then I'm going to go to this place on 7th Street.
And then you get the 5 out of 5 curry.
Yeah.
And then, what, are you going home or back to the comedy club?
Well, it depends on that. I'm going to say I probably went home, unless it's between shows.
Sure.
So would you eat a big meal before a show?
It depends on what you mean by a show, but...
From before a set, so.
A set, I can probably pretty much do that.
Yeah.
But if I'm like headlining and people paid $1,000 to see me, I would, I try, I mean, I sometimes, that always is a precarious thing. Cause you're like, hey, you guys want dinner? And like, there's a Thai restaurant here. Yeah. All right. And then you're like, I'll just get pad Thai and I'll eat half of it. And then you're just like, I'm not fucking eating half of it.
Yeah.
But I often forget how my hunger, you know, I've never been on stage going, oh, I ate too much. I can't do a show. But psychologically, I think it's good to be slightly just full.
I think that'd be a good angle for you, if you want to try that any point, being like the full comedian.
Yeah, I think you'd be pretty funny if you were full on
just
stage.
Full. Have you seen Todd Barry's full a lot?
That'd be funny. Yeah, I could do like a CAT scan or something right before I go on stage. Like, you see my stomach is full. All right, let's do this now. I like it. I'm always looking for a gimmick.
Yeah, you can talk about being full on stage. Ask the audience members how full they are individually.
You have to be the fullest one in the room, though.
Yeah.
Do they serve food at a lot of comedy venues in London?
Not as much. I mean, here it's a thing where, like, during the show, people are getting food delivered. Not as much back home, some places.
Yeah, like the big weekend clubs, they'll serve food.
Like a comedy store or Jonglers or something?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or the glee clubs, they're the big sort of the foodie ones.
Yeah.
But this is a bit of a hat comparison. A lot of people make this point, but the drink minimum...
Yeah,
it's not a thing in the UK. That's not a thing they would ever, because everyone's all
right. Yeah, anyway. That's kind of unnecessary.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. The food is a good idea because it's soaking up.
Do you guys do a maximum there? Because
should do.
There are clubs that do a maximum here.
Right.
Yeah.
So you definitely should do.
Do they also do a minimum? So you got
to
get.
It's like 2 to 3 basically. Yeah. I think, but it could. Window. I don't know if it's 2 items. So food probably counts. I don't know. You know, I don't go there as a consumer. I just go as an artist.
So you think you maybe have this beef curry, this Japanese beef curry.
But it's weird because I watched this documentary, Forks Over Knives. Did you see that?
No.
It's on Netflix. It's about the sort of the advantages of a plant-based diet. So yesterday I had curry, and I had vegetable curry. Mm. And the vegetables that I had, I always ask, because there's a lot of vegetables I don't like. And it was mushrooms, potatoes, pumpkin. I think that was it. And I said, all right, I'll do that. No mushrooms.
Uh-huh.
Extra hot.
You're not a mushroom guy.
I can eat mushrooms if they're sort of hidden in like a spring roll or something. Mm-hmm. But I once ordered a veggie burger in Chicago, and they showed up, and it was just a whole portobello mushroom on a bun. Like, that's a fucking veggie burger. That's a portobello mushroom on a bun.
What's your bottom 3 vegetables?
Tomatoes a vegetable or fruit? I still haven't...
A fruit.
Are they...
Technically a fruit.
I thought they were officially declared a vegetable, even though they seem like a fruit.
Oh, really?
I could have just made that up.
I've not been keeping up with the news.
But they disgust me.
Yeah.
Choking.
I really thought you were about to be sick there, Todd.
Yeah, that would be great if you said they disgust me and then just puked.
No, like raw tomato. Like,
yeah, not a fan.
Oh, God. I can't even, like, I have an anxiety attack when I order, like, a salad. And I go, please, no tomatoes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, 80% of the time they didn't hear you or they just are on autopilot. And you just see that salad approach and you just see all that red on top. Ugh. Fucking disgusting.
What don't you like about them?
They're just they're just this texture thing. It's a smell thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, tomato sauce, if it's smooth and pulverized, and ketchup, you know.
Yeah. Is it seeds in the middle, maybe?
It's the seeds. It's the smell, and it's just the, ooh. I want to like eggplant, really.
Oh.
Oh.
Although if it was fried and was super thin, crisps, probably. Cucumber, I don't love, except if it's pickled.
So a lot of these you do like if they've been transformed in something.
Yeah, yeah. If they're transformed to where they don't taste the way they're supposed to taste.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, if they put ice cream on top of all of these things. Did I give you the three? I think I did.
Yeah, that was the three. That's a solid three.
I just want to play by the book, by the rules.
I feel like more so than ever, like this episode feels like you're trying to get into a country and we're questioning you.
Yeah.
What's your top three least favorite vegetables?
You guys are like the weirdest immigration guys ever.
Yeah. Food-based immigration. Although this room is the first time we've been in the studio. It does have the sort of vibe of a side room of an airport.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is
that's like a big interrogation.
I didn't know that you could have a backyard in this neighborhood with like a secret recording studio.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you're up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but my wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
So your side dish.
Yeah, this was. I really struggled with this one because I didn't necessarily try to make everything cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that I would order the stream dish the way. Should I make it cohesive?
No, you don't have to. Not at all.
No, because otherwise then everything's going to be from one restaurant.
Sure.
Okay. When you, just a quick question with the main. When you order that, does that come with rice?
Yes.
So that comes with rice.
Yeah.
Is that going to be part of the
main course? That's part of the main course.
That's part of
That's
it. So
fine.
You don't need to consider rice as a side.
Okay. Well, yeah. I wasn't going to.
Okay. Well, I just want to let you know. You're keen to stick to the rules?
Yeah.
It would be awful if you made a transgression at this point.
I mean, you want me to tell you the rejected ones?
Oh, please.
Up till maybe 2 hours ago, I had baked sweet potato as my side.
Up to 2 hours
maybe ago? Maybe a few hours ago. Maybe it was last night that I definitely changed it in my little document here.
Yeah.
But I also had green salad, but then I was like, am I going for like last meal, like before I'm executed, or sensible?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a dream, you know, it's the dream meal.
Yeah. Then I'm just going to go with fries, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the most popular one?
I think it has been the most popular one.
Yeah.
And
for a reason, I think.
I think people always feel. Also, that look you had in your eye when you said it, everyone always has that look.
Really?
In
their
eye.
Yeah.
Very confident.
Oh.
I've made the right decision. Yeah.
I guess I could have split the difference and done sweet potato fries.
You could have.
Have you ever had those?
Yes, I have. I don't like them as much as fries, but I tell you what, here in New York, at Extra Fancy. Have you been to Extra Fancy?
Extra Fancy.
The restaurant in Williamsburg?
It's in Brooklyn, yeah.
Okay. And they've got these sweet potato fries that you just dump seafood chowder on top of, and that's great.
Yeah.
No. Uh-oh.
Ooh, no. I mean, I'm sure it's a good thing that it might not be for me. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. You seem to be into very clear sort of simple flavors, good ingredients.
Yeah.
A load of chowder on some sweet potato fries.
So it was fries, I guess, you know. Yeah.
We could mix them up together.
Oh, you want? That's cheating, though.
If you want
a half and half, a half and half sweet potato, a normal potato, portion of fries to go with your half and half water.
We could do it.
Now let's just go fries. So right now I have pasta, curry with rice, and fries. So
this is definitely your last meal.
This is a fuck it meal.
And do you like them? Like very thin and crispy.
I like very crunchy. I don't necessarily love what they call steak fries here.
Mm. Right.
Which are big fat fries, which I certainly can eat a pound of those without thinking twice.
Sure.
But they're not, I like them well. I like almost all foods well done.
Right.
Like a pizza well done. If I eat red meat, I like
pizza?
It. What's that?
Can you get a rare pizza?
No, but sometimes, that's funny. Yeah, medium rare. I like pizza medium rare. That's funny. But, you know, I like food that's slightly almost burnt.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's what adds flavor with some things.
Yeah.
But yeah, well vegetables.
Done. I can't abide by a well-done steak, Todd. I'm sorry.
Are you rare?
Yes.
Do you eat a lot of steak?
Yeah, you know, I've been known.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like a rare steak.
Do you?
But I'm also aware while I'm eating it that it's really impacting on the sort of...
Mm. That's why he crunches all that ice. He's getting his teeth ready for a big old,
for an excessive
blue steak.
Yeah, absolutely. But I know what you mean about burnt stuff. Some stuff tastes way better if it's got a little bit of char on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I like a burnt quality. Also desserts and stuff. I like burnt caramel flavors.
Yeah, burnt caramel's good. Sea salt caramel, that's the latest thing.
Yeah.
Maybe as of 8 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember when that came in? How did you feel?
It's weird that the way these foods, sometimes you like cacio pepe to go back.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew about that 12 years ago, but it must have been around for 500 years.
Yeah.
Sure.
How was it like, they just invented cacio pepe. And kale, just invented like 8 years ago.
Like nice Brussels sprouts as well.
Right. The Brussels sprouts, though, I remember the first time I had Brussels sprouts where I was like, oh, okay. Because I just always heard they're always like the sort of touchstone of like the worst vegetable ever. Yeah. And then I was at a Thanksgiving dinner and there was a friend of a friend was a chef and he actually made them. And I remember he came around and poured a little vinegar on them. I was like, oh my God, Brussels sprouts. But now I'm sick of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I don't, they're just like, because every place has them and they're like this, the flash fried ones, those are good.
Mm-hmm.
But also cauliflower is good, but it's also that like a little goes a long way.
Yeah, sure.
I know you didn't bring up cauliflower, but
but no, cauliflower is
you want to edit that.
The crisper the better with cauliflower.
Let's have in a moment as well.
I prefer most vegetables raw.
Really?
Yeah. Except
which goes against your normal ethos.
Yeah.
Of well done.
Wow, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a complicated guy, Tom.
I am. I'm really, hey, man.
Yeah, I've got Jekyll and Hyde over here.
I'm fascinating, dude. Like, well, I mean, I guess you don't, yeah, okay, you're right. But so, I don't like boiled, wilt, like,
no,
yeah,
no,
like steamed broccoli, I guess, is all right, but I prefer
feels
raw.
Like all the nutrients have gone.
Yeah.
Would you like some of your fries burnt to a crisp?
Oh, yeah, I'd like them all well done.
Yeah. But like burnt, like black fries?
Not necessarily black, but teetering on the edge of
Okay,
really dancing on that line.
So touch and go. So when they come out of the kitchen, the chef will be looking at them going, I don't know if we should send these out.
This is what he asked for, but I don't feel good about this.
So we're a couple of Brits gallivanting around New York.
Uh-huh.
What fast food chain does the best fries?
Oh, best fries. Oh, man. That's a good... There's a fast food frame, but they're not in New York. Never mind them.
Oh, it could be somewhere that's not in New York.
There's one called Steak and Shake. That's one of my favorite fast food. Okay. If you drove through the heartland,
yeah,
it's sort of like a sit-down fast food place, but you eat, and it's open all night, and I just always tip like 80% there because it's like two people eat for $6.
Yeah.
So I tip 1,000%. But there's not a lot of bad fries out there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. But I mean, I think more of a restaurant type. I mean, there's a French fry restaurant here.
Yes. Is there?
Yeah, it's called Palms Frites.
Right.
It's sort of in the West Village. There might be other locations where it's all fries.
Just Belgian just fries.
Yeah, with many dipping sauces, as you would imagine.
Oh, lovely.
But they double fry them, I think.
Okay.
So those are quite good.
It felt like there was a while ago, a real arms race for how often you can fry a fry, how many times. Because there was like the single normal fries and then the double fried, and then people are doing triple now.
Yeah. I just, where did I eat? In San Francisco, I think. And these fries were so good. I was like, how do you make these fries? Because they didn't look well done, but they were super crunchy.
Yeah.
And the guy explained, and I forgot, but it was basically a triple.
Triple fry.
They triple fried them.
Yeah.
Shook them around a bit.
Yeah.
Got to shake them around a bit.
You got to shake, get that oil off them.
Yeah.
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 A little salt, some ketchup, maybe some mustard. I like mustard on fries.
What's your opinion of people who put mayonnaise on fries?
See, that's the thing at this palm fruit place. I think that's sort of like their default sauce.
Very Belgian
like,
thing.
Yeah. I mean, I could do it, but I don't get anything out of that.
Yeah.
So I'm not like gagging, but I'm also like not going to ask for mayonnaise.
So if you were, the scene at the start of Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, I've been chatting that in a while.
Burger King and fries. If you were in the back of that car with them for some reason, you're like the third person who's been sent on this job, and they're talking and they were saying, oh, you know what they do in Amsterdam? They drench fries in mayonnaise. And then Samuel Jackson always goes, oh, gross, are you kidding me? And then, like, John Travolta's like, yeah, I've seen them do it. They drown it in that shit. What's your reaction in the back?
I'd probably just say something like, I don't know, that doesn't sound good. I wonder if you could order them without the mayonnaise. That would be my fix.
Yeah.
I'm a fixer.
Well.
I try to fix things.
And then you'd say, thank you so much for the opportunity for being in this film.
Can you put the mayonnaise on the side just as a little, like, pretending I'm going to dive into their culture, but I'm throwing that shit out. Oops, I didn't eat any of the mayonnaise you gave me. Sorry. Can I have some more ketchup? And vinegar on fries. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That feels quite British, the vinegar.
Yeah, I mean, you can have that.
Salt and vinegar on chips, we're allowed to we can take that.
Salt and vinegar?
Yeah, I like vinegar on that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Very good.
Yeah,
but on the crispy French fries. Because I don't think I've ever had them on the, like, thin, crispy French fries. I probably haven't put vinegar on them. I'll put them on big, fat,
floppy.
Chip shop chips.
Floppy chips.
Blah, 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 and put it all on them, but, like, maybe not on the kind of, like, crispy thin ones. But
why would you that's an interesting
I guess
that you even thought of that is interesting.
I guess I see it as the softer fries just soak up all the vinegar.
Yeah.
Like a big plump turkey.
For listeners, James is acting like one of the big chips.
He's,
and wriggling around like a big soft fry.
He's acting like a fry.
Yeah.
But the crispy ones, I'd think the vinegar would just kind of sit on top of it.
Or make it soggy.
Mm. No, you just sprinkle a little vinegar. And I think...
Or a mist. You could get a mist, like a spray. Just.
I guess. That's. I mean, that'd be...
We can do that for you, Todd. This is the dream restaurant. We can put some vinegar in a mister.
No, you know what? Just give me the bottle. I'll shake a little on there.
Okay. All yeah. Right.
Okay. A whisper of...
A whisper of vinegar.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think... Not enough to soggy them up or anything.
The merest suggestion of vinegar.
Yeah, just...
Yeah.
Vinegar adjacent.
So you and John Travolta and Samuel Jackson have got out the car and you've gone up to that guy's apartment. And you're all three of them, you're trying to intimidate those guys in their apartment, remember? And
I don't remember the movie.
Samuel Jackson eats that guy's burger. And he's like, that is a tasty burger, doesn't he? He says that. Would you be there going, can I have some fries?
Oh.
Would you be there going, you guys got any fries as well to intimidate them? Would you eat all their fries?
Oh, why am I doing this now?
To make your mark on the movie, I think.
There's these guys who have a briefcase that they owe to Marcellus Wallace and they haven't given it to him yet. Uh-huh. And Samuel Jackson and John Travolta turn up to make sure that they give him the briefcase because they've been late doing it. Samuel Jackson wants to really send a message that you don't mess with Marcellus Wallace. And so he eats this guy's burger and drinks his Sprite and then he shoots his friend in the stomach and then shoots this guy. Yeah.
I probably wouldn't do that.
The build-up to it.
I got gigs to do.
Eating this guy's big kahuna burger. So I'm wondering if you're one of the... If this is the version of the film where Todd Barry's cast in it as well and you're with those two and you've gone up there... You've got to do something to intimidate them as well. So while he's eating the burger, are you eating the fries going, these are nice fries?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I guess if I'm going to play along with this, I would maybe grab like a larger, more fries than I would normally. Just grab like seven, put my fingers all over them.
I was once in Camden Market with some friends when we were about 14 or 15 and a proper punk, like an old school punk with a big pink mohawk.
Yeah.
My friend had some McDonald's fries and the punk just walked past and took all the fries out of my friend's fry packet with one hand and walked off eating them and without even looking, just flipped in the bird behind. It was the punkest thing I've ever seen, Todd.
I'm not in for violence, but if that guy just got tackled and pummeled a little bit.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Just like one.
Yeah.
Because that's a shitty thing to do.
It was pretty cool as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's what punk's all about, right?
Yeah, I heard it and thought it was pretty cool.
I don't see me being friends with that guy.
No, I can't see you being friends with that guy.
I'd like to see it.
I'd be very surprised if, like, after this you walked out and just there's a guy with a pink mohawk waiting for you.
And we do that same move. Go to the nearest McDonald's.
Yeah. So your drink...
Oh, man, this is another one where am I allowed to give the things I was thinking about?
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't drink a lot of alcohol, so I probably wouldn't have had... I drink some alcohol, but I don't know if like I would have a wine with dinner.
Yeah.
But maybe this is going to sound boring. Well, one thing I thought of was a ginger beer, like a non-alcoholic ginger beer, because that's kind of delicious.
Yeah.
Then the one I settled on, I don't think you guys do this in where you're from, is iced tea.
Yes, we're familiar with iced tea.
Are you?
We do have iced tea, but not to the extent that you do iced tea over here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are we talking like sweet tea? I've seen people have sweet tea.
Sweet tea is...
Which is crazy.
It's unbelievably sweet.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can do a half and half.
Yeah.
You just give me a hit of both of those. I mean, sweet tea is delicious, but it's also like you feel guilty as you're drinking it.
Sure. But with this meal.
But with a bunch of lemon.
Carbs anyway.
Maybe I'd have like a moderately sweet iced tea.
Mm.
I don't know how boring. I sound like the most boring guy in the world with that iced tea. I mean, eight beers. I'll have eight beers.
What flavor would you like the iced tea?
What flavor?
Yeah. Is it like lemon or peach or something?
Oh, you know, I once got a pedicure in Dallas and...
You know what, Todd? I was not expecting that to be the next sentence.
No.
But I remember that it was I was staying at a fancy hotel, and I was working with someone else, and they had they gave us $100 credit at this fancy hotel. So I said, I'm going to fucking go get a pedicure. And I just remember this nice woman giving me my pedicure. She goes, you want some peach iced tea?
Yeah.
It's like, yes, I do. It was fucking delicious. But the peaches I don't eat. That's the weird part.
Yeah, eat peaches, but you have it in
peach iced tea. It was phenomenal.
Would you like the pedicure peach iced tea?
Yeah, we can give you that at this dream meal, the pedicure.
I think
peach
I don't know if I'd want the peach flavor overpowering those spicy fries I just ordered. So I'm going to say a regular, like a black tea, whatever standard Southern style, half unsweetened, half sweet.
Great.
With a few lemons. Maybe even a lime.
Maybe even put a lime in there with the lemons.
I just made a game time decision about that.
So now I'm imagining you as a character in To Kill a Mockingbird or something.
Oh, really?
Sitting on a porch, drinking your iced tea.
Having a pedicure.
Eating Japanese curry.
Yeah.
That classic chapter.
That'd be good. What about, where do you stand on an Arnold Palmer?
Oh, those are good. Yeah. Think about Arnold Palmers, though. It's like, I can drink one in like 2 seconds.
Right.
It just goes down, so it's great. But then you just feel like, oh, do I get another one? Then you're like, oh, it's all that sugar.
Is that lemonade and iced tea?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Very sweet.
Yeah. I like them.
They're really good, yeah.
Yeah.
But you are right. They go down very easily.
Yeah. I mean, depending on the heat, the temperature of the weather.
The temperature of the weather.
Not the temperature of the iced tea.
How often do you drink iced tea?
You know, it's interesting. Wait, I just realized it's not interesting. I remember doing an interview about food, and it was years ago about like, well, I love going to a coffee shop. I love iced tea. And then I realized, I don't order iced tea. I order coffee 99% of the time I go to. Uh-huh. But iced tea is good instead of a second coffee. Like in the morning, you have a coffee. In the afternoon, I don't. That second cup is fine, but it does not even nearly as intense. But a nice iced fucking tea. Oh, my God.
Do you think iced tea drinks iced tea?
I have an iced tea story if you want.
Yeah?
I did his podcast.
Great.
I got had a publicist at the time. She's like, iced tea wants you on his podcast. I was like, really? okay. And so then I booked it, and I took a bus to his house and went inside his house. And he's very nice, but I could tell he's like, what's your last name again? I was like, okay. I know he had like a 25-year-old comedy nerd, I think,
right,
booking
okay,
it. So he's like, he's asking for all his favorites. But he was really nice. But I remember it's kind of surreal, like taking a bus to Ice-T's actual house.
Yeah.
And Coco was there. He asked me if I want something to drink, and he gave me a glass of ice water. And I was like, holy shit, iced tea just gave me ice water. It's one of the most surreal experiences in my career of show business.
Crushed ice?
No, he had cubes, I believe.
What was iced tea's podcast?
It was a lot about hip-hop and rap, and he had guests on who would just kind of meander in.
Oh, right, okay.
And I just felt like they would be talking about rap, and I'd be like, I don't want to chime in. But I feel like I'm not saying anything. But I remember one point he's like, I get you. But he was nice.
See, now what you want, really, because now that iced tea is giving you some ice cubes,
yeah,
you need ice cube to give you an iced tea.
Oh, my God. that's false. That would be just complete this.
Because I bet no one's had that.
No.
But no one's had both experiences.
Nice yeah, I mean, I'm
has actually been able to get both.
See, now you make
things.
Me feel inadequate because I was all I was pretty satisfied with the ice water from iced tea. But
where does vanilla ice stand in all this?
Oh yeah,
I got a vanilla ice story as well.
Excellent.
Go for it.
This is not much of a story, but I was on a plane sitting in coach going to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and this guy gets on. I was like, sits in coach a few rows behind me, and just sits down, puts his hat over his head, and falls asleep. I was like, who's that fucking guy? I think that's Vanilla Ice. So then I look at my phone, and like, he was just in town. I was like, holy shit, I'm on a flight with him. So then we landed in Fort Lauderdale, and we ended up washing our hands next to each other in the men's room. And I just remembered that he washes his hands like he's about to do surgery. I was like, all right, good for you, man. Because I'm kind of a hand washer. I was like, all right, scrub those hands, man. But I thought it was cool. He flew coach, and he just flying by himself, and I didn't chat him up. I think I saw someone ask for a picture, but I left him alone.
You left the ice well alone. You just admired the hand washing.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, this is a good story right here. I mean, maybe it isn't, but it's a life experience.
I think it's good that you shared that moment with him.
Yeah,
I think that made it, took it to the next level.
Now, if I ever meet Vanilla Ice, excuse me, I'll be very comfortable shaking his hand because I know he's clean.
Yeah, very clean.
But maybe that's why. Maybe he met a fan and he just hates his fans, so that's why he's washing his
hands. Oh, that could be it. Yeah, that could be it. I do that kind of right when I get off stage or after I do like a meet and greet situation.
Yeah, just like, sanitizing the hands.
Get me the first, where's the first sink near here?
Are you, because you're a bit of a germaphobe?
I am. I mean, there's a bit of mine I'm sure you love, but about how I'm a lazy germaphobe, but because I don't really clean my floors, but I wash my hands 800 times a day.
I am familiar with that bit, actually. Thank you for doing it live. your dessert?
First, I was going to go with like how I would really maybe feel after eating all this food, which is probably I wouldn't want dessert, but maybe, hey, how about a lemon sorbet?
Oh, yeah.
Like a light. And then I just went with something equally exciting. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I almost thought of tiramisu also.
Yeah.
Which is delicious. Unbelievable.
So yeah, delicious.
Very good.
But also at the end of that meal, if
yeah, I mean,
that's basically the last carb on the list.
But I just said, how about a nice piece of vanilla cake with vanilla icing?
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Like sort of birthday cake.
Yeah, sort of like a birthday cake.
But imagine nice. If you got a vanilla cake with vanilla icing given to you by...
Oh, my God. I didn't even make that connection.
Exciting stuff. Who knew that we went from a vanilla ice anecdote into some vanilla icing, iced vanilla.
How do you feel about coffee after, like, you guys want coffee? It always seems like a weird ritual.
I would have coffee after a meal, depending if
but what's
I was
the purpose
out,
of that? Are you craving coffee? If you're going, okay. If you're going to go tear up, if you needed to stay up to 10:30 or whatever to have fun in London.
Like a peppermint tea after a meal, maybe. In my head, it helps with the digestion.
You ever have a nice peppermint tea?
No. Is that a real thing?
Yeah. I bet you could figure out the recipe. have you ever had like a hibiscus tea? Oh my God.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's nice.
I'm not a tea guy. I've never been into tea. I don't know why. I'm just straight coffee.
Really? I thought coffee just, they just started serving coffee in London.
Yeah, they did. Well, that's why I'm into it. You know, I get ahead of the trend.
There's good coffee shops in London.
Fat. Yeah, it's great coffee.
One called Caffeine that I've been to.
Caffeine with a K.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
I like that
nice.
One.
Yeah, yeah.
They must be thrilled for the shout-out I just gave.
There's another place which does really good coffee, but I'm always annoyed by its name. It's called the Department of Social Affairs.
Oh, why would you be annoyed by that name? It's not like it's pretentious or anything. Oh, my God.
Can't call it that.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Okay.
Good coffee, though. Shout-out.
Well, I'm going to read your order back to you now, Todd.
All right.
You would like still water, cold crushed ice, poppadoms, starter... Ketchup, pepe?
Yeah.
With chili flakes on the side from Via Carota.
yeah.
Main Japanese curry with rice.
Yeah.
Are we going with beef or the veg?
Let's go katsu chicken on that one.
Yeah. Didn't even get a shout out in the last minute.
I know.
Another game time decision.
Yeah. Extra hot. Extra spicy, yeah.
5 out of 5. Side, fries.
Yeah.
From...
Oh, God. Who has good fries? I don't know. Can I not know?
Yeah, you can just the know. Best, the
yeah,
finest
send me
fries.
I'll trust you. Look, Google it, Yelp it up, Google it.
But well done, fries.
Well done fries, yeah, crispy. Drink, iced tea.
Yeah.
It says here, half and half lemons and lime.
Not half and half the milk, the half sweet, half sweet, half not unsweet.
Half sweet tea, half unsweet tea.
Yeah, this is...
Loads of lemons in there and a lime.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Dessert, vanilla icing, iced vanilla cake.
Yeah.
Served to you by Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
In his bare hands, because you know you can trust it. Yeah. Not even a plate.
Yeah.
Just the cake directly onto his hands.
And you eat it off his hand?
Like a horse.
Yeah.
And he keeps a flat palm for you.
I'd let him serve me the cake.
Like. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. That's a perfect.
And iced tea will serve you the iced tea.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know we were getting into that.
Yeah.
I think it's fine. And then Ice Cube serves you the ice water at the beginning.
It's
more rappers than we've ever had in the.
I know this is
MC Poppadom gives you the Poppadom.
DJ Fries.
Yeah, DJ Fries comes.
Always
in.
Nice to see DJ Fries popping up. Thank you very much for coming to the Dream Restaurant.
Thanks, this was fun.
Thank you, Todd.
I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Bye.
Todd Barry there.
Whoa. Great menu.
Great menu.
Great guy.
Great guy, great menu, and did not say candy mice.
Thank you very much for not saying candy mice, Todd. He said he had a lovely vanilla cake with some vanilla icing.
Yes, he did. Very delicious.
Yeah, there are no rappers called Candy Mice.
No, there aren't, as far as I'm aware.
Although, good rapper name.
It is quite a good rapper name.
I'd call myself Candy Mouse.
Candy Mouse, yeah. Candy with a K?
No. I think, you know, it's not enough... too many rappers change the C's to the K's. I'll be Candy Mouse.
S of Mouse is a dollar sign?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. The S of Mouse is a dollar sign.
And
Thank you for
e,
that.
And the E is the euro sign.
Yeah, just to keep it currency.
Whoa.
Yeah, really stick it to the Leave voters.
And the Y of candy is yen.
Great. Well, now I'm trying to think of
And the C of candy is cent.
Very good.
And the D of candy is dong. But I don't know what the sign for dong is.
Okay.
but it could be.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is the sort of riff we normally have off air.
I enjoyed it on air that time. That was really good. There's a point I thought he's going to do the whole thing.
Yeah, I thought I could do too, but I ran out of currencies that I know. So thank you very much for coming into the Dream Restaurant, Todd. That was a wonderful menu. If you enjoy the sound of Todd, you probably know Todd's work already, but he does have a Netflix special available now. His new Netflix special is called Spicy Honey.
Yeah, get on there, watch it. I think he's got some other specials on there as well. I don't know if the crowd work.
I think that's on there. I think that's on there.
So you can watch Todd do crowd work. If it's not on there, you can probably find it somewhere else on the internet.
Yes, he's also got a book out called Thank You for Coming to Hattiesburg. So check that out as well. He's a very prolific and very funny man.
Excellent stuff.
What we got going on, James?
Oh, not much. Just really just doing this, hanging out with you and Benito.
Yeah. See you next week.
Hi, I'm Gina Martin, a campaigner and writer.
And I'm Stevie Martin, I'm a comedian and writer, and also we're sisters.
We are sisters, and we're doing our new podcast, Might Delete Later. It's a podcast about social media, about going back, looking at your embarrassing ones, things you like, things you don't like, and we're talking to all different types of people.
So many different types of people. We've got writers, we've got comedians. Maybe we'll get a politician.
Maybe we'll get a dog.
Maybe I'll talk to a plant, deal with it.
Who knows?
It's like a little snapshot into people's social media lives.
Yeah, and hopefully it'll make you think more about how you use social media and how you feel about it.
So do subscribe on all of the platforms that you usually get your podcasts on, and visit at Might Delete Later Pod on Instagram, because we're going to be putting up really fun videos and the things that you didn't see in the podcast episode.
Ooh, exciting. Thanks, dudes.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you enjoy, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.